Time now for our weekly preview of Metro Atlanta literary events with Darren Wong from the AJC Decatur Book Festival. This week's first event gives an important first-person perspective on working-class America.
This talk looks really interesting to me. It's a little reminiscent of Barbara Ehrenreich's really great book a few years ago called Nickeled and Dimed. Ehrenreich kind of goes undercover as a coffee shop waitress to explore the challenges of the working class. In this case, Linda Torrado, a year ago, wrote a blog post called Why I Make Terrible Decisions or Poverty Thoughts. And it was an explanation of what it's like to be a woman living in poverty with two children, trying to go to school and make do. It's a charting of the hours of her day and the attitude and ideas that kind of drive your decision-making process. It was just this little blog post of her life, you know, 6 million, 7 million hits, got reposted all over the internet, really went quite viral. So Linda Torrado has written a complete book called Hand to Mouth, Living in Bootstrap America. It's a really intelligent examination from the ground. It's not somebody kind of visiting that world. It is somebody
living in it.
Linda Torrado is going to be at the Margaret Mitchell House tonight at 7 o'clock. The name of her book, again, is Hand to Mouth, Living in Bootstrap America.
Our next author appearing this week, after three, I believe, acclaimed novels, has turned to memoir, the memoir form.
Gary Steingart is coming to town. He's going to be in town on Thursday. His first three novels, The Russian Debutante's Handbook, Absurdistan, and Super Sad True Love Story, were phenomenal books. They're really great. But this new memoir, Little Failure, is kind of a huge step forward. It's a hilarious book. The New York Times called it raw, comic, and deeply affecting, a testament to Mr. Steingart's abilities to write with both self-mocking humor and introspective wisdom. He's got this fantastic outsized personality. He's something of an everyman schlub, but remarkably effective at it. His book trailer went wildly viral before the book came out and gives you a sense of the humor of it. Here's a little clip.
So, Gary, what are we going to call your new memoir?
Well, I wanted a title that celebrates my quiet brilliance, but in a way that's also fun. I was thinking Portrait of the Artist as a Young Mensch, or a heartbreaking work of staggering Jewness. Maybe one of those two.
We've done a focus group, and readers associate you with two words. Little.
Because of your small stature.
And failure.
Because you're a failure.
So Darren, obviously Gary's not afraid to make fun of himself, to laugh at his own foibles.
I think that's, in fact, what he's absolute best at. So he is going to be at the Highland Ballroom on Thursday, an event put together by Acapella Books.
Darren, for any parent who has experienced a nightmare evening in a restaurant with children bouncing off the walls, screaming at the top of their lungs, checking out what's on another person's plate, this book may hold a little interest for them. Yeah.
Pamela Druckerman is going to be at the Margaret Mitchell House on Sunday night at 7 o'clock, talking about her book, Bringing Up Bebe, One American Mother Discovers the Wisdom of French Parenting. Druckerman, who's been a reporter for the Wall Street Journal and Marie Claire and all this, noticed while she was living in Paris that as she was trying to raise her baby, the French mothers would have babies that were behaving quite differently. They slept through the night by 2 or 3 months old. They ate braised leeks. They played by themselves while their parents sipped coffee and had conversations. And they were also, at the appropriate times, boisterous and fun and creative and curious.
And acting like kids.
Yeah, exactly. And so the question that Druckerman started asking herself is, what are they doing that I'm not?
Why don't you know? What am I missing?
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, she is a award-winning journalist, so she starts hiding a notebook in her carriage and going around Paris and interviewing people and talking to them about this. And over the course of having three children while she's in Paris, she's created what has become this new owner's manual of how to raise a French child, I guess, in America.
Right, or an American child, so, the French way.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, that's Pamela Druckerman. Her book is Bringing Up a Bay. One American Mother Discovers the Wisdom of French Parenting. And she's going to be at the Margaret Mitchell House on Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival with this week's literary events across Metro Atlanta. Linda Teredo, Pamela Druckerman, and Gary Steingart are all coming to town with books on working-class America, French parenting, and the immigrant experience, respectively. For more information about any of these events, visit us at wabe.org/citycafe.